AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden will kick off his national coronavirus strategy today. The AP's Sagar Magani reports it includes boosting the use of masks.
Shortly after taking office yesterday, he signed an executive order mandating masks be worn on federal property. Today, he'll issue another requiring Americans wear masks while traveling, whether on planes, ships, buses, or trains. It's a sharp break from his predecessor, who had said masks were optional.
You can do it. You don't have to do it. I'm choosing not to do it.
The mask mandate's among 10 pandemic-related orders the new president will issue today as he looks to boost testing and vaccine availability and reopen schools and businesses after warning the nation in his inaugural address of rough times ahead.
We're entering what may be the toughest and deadliest period of the virus.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The United States is back at the World Health Organization.
This is a good day for WHO and a good day for global health.
The U.S. had pulled out of the WHO during the Trump administration. Dr. Anthony Fauci says the U.S. will strengthen and reform the WHO.
To help lead the collective effort to strengthen the international COVID-19 response.
900,000 people filed for unemployment last week, a high number, but lower than the week before. Police in Portland, Oregon say protesters damaged the headquarters of the Democratic Party of Oregon overnight. 8 people were arrested. Some demonstrators carried a sign reading, "We don't want Biden, we want revenge." A federal judge released a Pennsylvania woman while she faces charges she helped steal a laptop from the office of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi during the Capitol riot. Someone who was in Lanacombing, Maryland, near Pennsylvania and West Virginia, bought a Powerball lottery ticket worth $731 million. The Mega Millions prize is still up for grabs, $970 million. That drawing is tomorrow night. This is AP News. A video showing dancing robots has gone viral. More than 23 million views. A lot of work went into that video. Mark Raybert is the founder and chairman of Boston Dynamic.
We started by hiring a choreographer and some dancers, and we worked out the idea for what some music might be that would be good and some dance steps that would be interesting to watch. So we came up with a rough draft of a program.
It took a year and a half to develop the video.
We didn't want a robot doing robot-like dancing. We wanted it to do human dancing. And you know, when a human dances, the music has a beat, and their whole body moves to it. Their hands, their body, their head. This robot doesn't have a head.
The video runs less than 3 minutes. Engineers were able to improve motion programming. The quality of the robot's dancing was so good, some viewers online said they couldn't believe their eyes. Ed Donahue, AP News.